Are we going to start right in saying how we watch different movies? Like toward the beginning? I'm assuming, well, we're not going to act like, yeah, well, wait a minute. That's not how it happened in mine. Then it's not going to make it be a revelation. I was just like,
Yeah, it's gonna be. I mean, yeah. We're. I mean, we got
just
an.
start. Just be like, get in. So wait a minute. You were saying.
Okay. Wait. How about this? How about I start? Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about, well, shit. I
What?
watched Godzilla Return.
Godzilla Return or Godzilla's Return? Is that how they call it?
Godzilla Returns. I don't know because it's in Japanese.
Oh. All right. All right. Gotcha.
What did you watch?
I watched Godzilla 1985, as was our arrangement.
Yes.
So this is like when our anniversary show, when we watched both Gojira and Godzilla King of the Monsters, only this time one of us watched one and the other one watched the other one.
Yeah, by accident.
But I mean, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, at one point did you be like, when's Raymond Burr gonna show up?
Yep. The whole time.
Wow.
I thought maybe it was like getting towards the end of the movie, and I'm like, okay, maybe he just shows up and says, like, this is something
And
that I should
that's how it
report on.
happened.
Yeah.
Oh, this is all deja vu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is gonna be interesting. Because
Yeah.
like trying to go through chronologically, because I don't know, I don't know exactly what kind of differences there are between the two. I was actually kind of surprised that they didn't get Raymond Burr to do the Japanese one, just to they actually did it the exact same way, essentially, that they did.
Yeah, I was under the assumption that the Japanese production had him in it. I didn't
Yeah.
realize there were two different versions.
Well, one thing they didn't do is they didn't do the thing where it's like they have some stand-in wearing a slightly different plaid shirt to do his shoulder work.
Yeah. This is gonna be weird. I'm gonna open up my notes and let's get into this. So we were just talking beforehand. So I watched like a I think it was one of the imports I got on DVD a long time ago before you can get this stuff. And I really don't know how readily available this movie is in America.
I don't. I watched it on VHS,
Yeah. Which is something that you would
and it
think
was an
I would
old
do.
VHS. It was like from original release VHS. Like, this is my friend's VHS copy of it. He actually came over. We watched it together because he watches. It was one of those movies like when you're a kid and you watch the same movie over and over again.
Yeah. So my version had is Japanese with subtitles, but the subtitles were kind of odd, broken English, which we've covered before. I don't remember what movie we covered before, where my English the dialogue was way off. I think it was a Gamera movie, but so yeah, apparently we have completely different movies. I did a little bit of research on this.
Apparently, you can get Godzilla, only it says Godzilla 1984, The Return of Godzilla.
So
So it probably leans Japanese release. But apparently, both Blu-ray and DVD are listed here.
Okay. So yeah, I watched that version, Godzilla 1984. Let's get into this. Oh, the research. So I did a little bit of research, and it sounds like, because when I watched them, like, there's no Raymond Burr. That's all I really knew about Godzilla 1985 was that Raymond Burr was in it. And I very quickly realized that I hadn't seen this movie before. So this is the first time I saw it.
You hadn't seen the one that you had.
I've never seen any of them. No.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I was waiting for Raymond Burr the whole time. Because I just assumed there was one version. And so when I read up on this, it sounds like the American version went in and switched things around.
They moved scenes around like they did in the other one?
Yeah.
Oh,
so this is my notes may not line up with your notes.
Yeah, that's part of what I'm wondering. I wonder if, like, we're like, wait, you're already there? It's going to be that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So one of the things I have, one of the first notes I have is, why would anybody want to be a sailor in Japan? So I was watching the director's commentary of Kong Skull Island recently, which is like on the iTunes version. And I guess at the beginning of the movie, because we discussed this on Kong Skull Island, there's a picture of a boat with slash marks in it. And what's his name? John Goodman says that something, it was a creature that killed it, and no one believes him. He was the only survivor of that ship.
Right.
Apparently, that image was just going to be a flat-out image of Godzilla.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the photograph. And Jordan Vogt Roberts said that he wanted people to focus on Kong and not kind of get taken out of the movie. So he switched it. He had the studio give him the
That's okay. That's good. It saves it for just the stuff at the end. That's great.
Yeah, but it made me think, like, that's like Godzilla's MO is taking out boats. and it's like, I mean, I know he's been gone for a while by the time this movie starts, but still.
I had written a note down at one point, and I would be like, what do you think Godzilla hates more? Trains or power lines? Well, or other monsters? And I got to add boats.
Yeah. But yeah, I have notes about the train, which happens towards the end of my version where there's
mine too.
The train going through the city.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the engineer decides this is a good place to stop. Right in front of Godzilla. And that's, so train engineers and sailors are good occupations to avoid.
Yeah, if you happen to be living in Japan. Did you get Godzilla music for your opening?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because I was like, what's this music?
Yeah. And that's something. I have the soundtrack to this movie, and so I'm more familiar with the music. And then, so I was like, oh, that's what this is from.
So there's a scene of, it starts with Burr at the very beginning, and he's like in like a hotel room. He basically is like Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now. Like he's got like his first scene. He's just sitting there and like, you know, there's like that same kind of feeling like Saigon. I'm still only in Saigon. There was a cool dead body reveal.
was he dressed like Gilligan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like cool dead bodies, very Indiana Jones or Goonies, that kind of, that definitely had that 80s feel like when you come upon a dead body, for sure.
It also reminded me of Norman Bates' Ma, that like kind of slow reveal as the cherry.
Yeah. Turns. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Why are they all dried up?
I couldn't figure it out.
There's this creature on the boat, like you see a bit. He looks like basically like a giant sow bug kind of thing for a second. Uh-huh. And we never go back to what this bug is.
Yeah.
This bug is just a thing at the beginning and it's completely forgotten. We do not come back at all.
I forgot about it.
Kind of weird. And I like when cause he attacks the guy on the boat.
Uh-huh.
And he's got great like efforts like, oh, this bug is so heavy. When he's trying to get rid of it,
they reminded me of the parasites from Cloverfield.
Uh huh.
So I kind of assumed they were kind of like that, but you never see them like in relation to Godzilla.
No.
Like if they were like, crawling on him or something.
Yeah, I was. Oh, you think? Oh, they were just like Godzilla
Like,
fleas that popped off.
Yeah, like Paris. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, or it was just to establish that. So the radiation in the ocean is doing some stuff.
Yeah. So this is probably going to differ in your version, but when I was watching Godzilla Returns, it very much felt like Shin Godzilla. There's a lot of stuff in this that was very Shin Godzilla-esque. A lot of title cards for the different people in power. There's a lot of conference room stuff in this version. And there's even stuff later on where like Godzilla sleeps and stuff, but we can get into that later. But a lot of this reminded me of Shin Godzilla.
I recognize that the guy who plays Professor Hayashi, like when you know, I was like, oh, I've seen this guy, and I looked him up, and he was in Ghidorah, the V3 Hidden Monster.
Oh, okay. Which we haven't covered yet.
No, but
I haven't seen that one in a while. We should hit that one soon.
We kind of got a little bit of almost a Big Brother cock block in this one.
Yeah.
And I was pretty excited about it.
Yeah. That stuff's interesting, too. The helicopter at the end.
Mm, yeah.
Godzilla
doesn't show up for a while in this movie. We keep, like, there's a thing at the beginning, you hear him, like, there's this thing about, did the screonk sound different to you?
A little bit. Sometimes.
It sounded like they added a lion roar at the end of it. In my version.
Yeah, there were some points at the beginning where it kind of sounded like him, but other times where it sounded like almost completely different. But that's good for the show because it gives me a new screonk to play at the beginning.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure everybody's already heard by now.
I wrote Ron Burgundy as Russian submarine captain.
Yeah. This whole thing was really interesting with the Russians and the Americans and the Japanese working together. And them all having their own sides on how to take care of Godzilla.
Oh, I just remember I read something that was different between the two versions for when we get to it in a little bit. It's definitely like 1985 America, the Russians are the bad guys kind of thing.
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting. But, okay, so... My question for you is, you didn't get any – now, so you didn't get Raymond Burr. So did you not get any of the American – it's kind of like a situation room kind of thing?
There's a little bit of that.
With like white actors playing parts and stuff?
Yeah,
like,
and they were, like, speaking, they were speaking English and the subtitles – because the subtitles were in Japanese and English.
Oh,
so they popped up together. And so they were speaking English, and then there's the Japanese – writing, and then underneath would be different English.
Oh, okay.
Than
so
what they were saying, and so I would have to sort of, like, anytime dialogue was a little off in the subtitles, I would kind of have to just like get the gist of it.
So, gotcha.
Yeah.
So did they have like the general? He shows up and he's wearing like golf clothes.
No, I don't remember that.
All right, so. The guy who's basically in charge, the American general guy, he shows up. He's wearing all golf clothes except he's got his hat on, his military uniform hat.
Uh-huh.
And it's I was like, so wait, was he golfing with his hat on? That's because like he's clearly in golf clothes because he's got those two tone shoes and stuff, and he comes in like basically he got called away from his golf game, but he's got this hat on. Which is, you know, the type of, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, he looked basically silly, like, yeah, it was just like, I didn't get that. That's why I was thinking you didn't get that stuff, because Raymond Burr's in that. Because then it's like, where's this guy? And he shows up, Raymond Burr kind of, he just sits there and he kind of acts ominously, saying that, I don't know, I don't think he's dead yet, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's basically Raymond Burr's job, is that. This is a formidable enemy, and you guys don't have what it takes to destroy him, kind of thing. There's also a bit when they're looking at like the sonar imagery of Godzilla that they get from, you know, their readouts, and there's this one character who's the wacky guy in the military. Okay. He's the guy who's drinking a Dr. Pepper later. Uh-huh. And they do the bit where he's like looking at, man, it's so big. And then someone turns the picture around because he's holding it upside down. Uh-huh. It's one of those. They do a lot of those kind of things.
When I was reading up on the differences, the Dr. Pepper thing was like kind of a big deal. Apparently, Dr. Pepper was about to produce a couple of Godzilla commercials or commercials with Godzilla in it.
Uh-huh.
There's two of them. And so they did the tie-in with this movie. Uh-huh. And so I went and watched the commercials, and one of them, it's Godzilla rampaging Tokyo, and he's thirsty. And so there's like these giant train cars. It's like they look like fuel cars, but they have like lemonade written on the side and cola written on the side. And Godzilla can't find, he's not happy with anything until he finds the Dr. Pepper one, and then he drinks it, and then he burps. So the second one,
this is a Japanese commercial.
It's American.
This is American.
So
the conceit is that lemonade gets shipped in lemonade tankers.
Yeah.
Full of lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that's how lemonade gets shipped. Yeah, right. Duh. Yeah. Okay. Got
it. But so the second one is there's a female Godzilla, which looks like Godzilla, but with a bow on her head.
That's it? Just a bow? They didn't do like Bugs Bunny?
It's a little bit different, but there's Bugs a bow. Drag. There's a no gigantic wig. Bow on the head. And Godzilla is trying to make her happy with drinks and ends up finding a giant like water tower that has Diet Dr. Pepper in it.
Oh my God. What, the water tower is shaped like a can?
Yeah, with the straw and everything. So yeah, because these commercials were being produced by Dr. Pepper, they went and decided to put the product placement in the American.
Hang on. These are black and white Godzilla commercials?
One of them's black and white and one's not.
Oh.
Except, yeah, the Dr. Peppers are in color. Right now.
Oh, okay. Diet Dr. Pepper commercials. Oh, it's like a continuation.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, female Godzilla's got like this kind of back sail. Almost looks like she's got like ears almost, it looks like. All right.
So.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wow. I almost feel like we need to do a special episode of just commercials that featured kaiju.
Oh, is there there's the one after it?
Because, like, yeah, you can go down a whole YouTube. Oh, someone wrote a thing that's called Various Godzilla Ads.
Well, there was that one. There was that Snickers one where he was water skiing recently.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks like there's one where he's playing ping pong.
Uh-huh.
But I bet there's also these tons of Japanese ones.
Oh, yeah, huh. And there's the Nike one with Charles Barkley.
Oh, right.
That famous one.
Wow, okay.
What did they call the super ship? Did they call it Super X?
Super X. Super X attack plan.
Okay. Just making sure. I like the Super X a lot. I think as far as the stuff that they build to defeat Godzilla, I think Super X was a pretty good, like, strong design.
The shape of it?
Yeah. It looked like a tank. It looked like a flying tank. Like, it just was a big chunk.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a slick rock or a slick, like, airplane that you can, like,
right,
easily get the wings and just have Godzilla tear them off.
This Godzilla is described as being 80 meters tall. And I did this thing because I was looking up. Someone had this picture. Did I send it to you? They had, like, Godzillas throughout the years, and they kind of, like, showed them at what height they are.
Uh-huh.
And you get to see, like, as how different Godzillas had different sizes. And apparently Shin is the tallest of them all.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But it's a cool, this big, like, panorama shot. And it has all these different Godzillas. And kind of like, so you can kind of compare sizes.
I kind of like when Godzilla's smaller because that means the models are bigger of the buildings.
Yeah.
And they really like to show them off in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of Godzilla just walking through the buildings without destroying them yet. You could tell they wanted to get as many shots.
Yeah, there's that great moment where he makes the hole in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks through it.
Yeah, and the Super X is on the other side.
Yeah. That's great.
This movie, it said there was like these propeller bombs, like Skull Island.
Yeah, those are great. Yeah.
I didn't know if those are real things, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize it, and then I thought, oh, maybe it was an homage in Skull Island, but I think they're real things. But that was fun.
There's a part when they first go to find Burr. It's like this kind of moment where he's like, I don't even think he's looking at them as they come in. He's like, yes, I've been expecting you. Like he knew that Godzilla being back is something that they're going to want him. Cause he's like, he's basically listed as like the only like American survivor of the whole thing. Essentially. Yeah. He says at one point that they never found a corpse after they killed Godzilla in the first movie.
They didn't.
And I was like, well, I mean,
they didn't do that in mine.
You saw the corpse, and we also ignore also the fact that when they used his bones to make a Mega Godzilla.
Go ahead. I was gonna say the reveal of Godzilla reminded me of the legendary Godzilla from 2014, where the camera starts on his feet and pans all the way up.
Yeah,
and then he does the roar.
There's parts when this Godzilla is shot in red. He looks kind of like the Shogun Warriors Godzilla. Okay, so this first plan is, if assuming you got the same thing I got, is to lure Godzilla to a volcano using bird sounds.
Yeah, so Godzilla is like eating this power plant, and then some seagulls fly towards the ocean, and Godzilla follows them. So there's a couple of things going on. The Americans want to nuke him, and the Japanese government wants to use Super X, and then the professor wants to lure him into the volcano.
Mm-hmm.
So they're competing. They have like competing plans.
Yeah.
And then we kind of get to see all three of them.
Yeah.
And it's ultimately the professor's one that works. But there was that shot of the birds flying away I thought was interesting. It was like a weird optical effect or something. It was just like a bunch of seagulls flying towards the ocean, and I thought it was kind of cool looking.
This Godzilla had great teeth. I wrote great teeth.
it was kind of pronounced because the animatronic mouth kind of pinched up on the top.
Uh-huh.
Like it snarled. And so you got a lot of shots of the teeth.
Yeah.
I thought the eyes...
But they made the teeth good.
Yeah.
They knew it, so they made the teeth good.
I was focused on the eyes more, because they were kind of cool, but then there was a couple times, like, when Godzilla woke up, where he was, like, opposite cross-eyed.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if that was, like, if the suit was just kind of messed up, or if it was, like, them saying, oh, he's kind of groggy for waking up.
This suit definitely looked like it was a hard one to act in.
And I
wrote that his eyes look kind of like Garfield eyes. They're like his eyes always look kind of like he's half closed, like and there's other parts where he looks like he loses balance. It basically it gave the impression that Godzilla was drunk through part of this movie.
Yeah, there's a part towards the
like
end
when his foot falls through the ground. He's like, and he stumbles. And I was like, was that planned? Did they mess up?
There's a shot where Godzilla kicks over a building, and it looks like he's starting to fall over in the suit.
Uh-huh.
So they cut away to a different shot of the building falling. And I was like, oh, Godzilla, the actor fell during that part.
Yeah.
He didn't move his arms around a lot. Yeah, which made me think that it was more, the movements were more limited.
I'm happy, like, there comes, like, this kind of thing, like, when you watch Godzilla movies, after you see a bunch, it's like, they kind of become, you have, like, these checklist items, like, you're like, oh, what are we going to see this, we're going to see that, you know, it's always like, the whole, is it going to be a Big Brother cock block? Like, it was like, when you see the Mazer guns show up, you're like, yeah, Mazer guns!
But then they just shot, like, lasers. Unless yours was different, they just shot like straight red lasers instead of the hairy
maser. No, they didn't shoot.
Brought to you by Dr. Pepper. Brought to you by Dr. Pepper. There's no Dr. Pepper in the Japanese version.
Okay, so the Russian ship in Tokyo Bay.
Yeah.
And the guy's runs and he's got to get in the door.
Yeah. I thought he was going to make it.
This is one of the controversial moments in this thing, because the guy's like, I must get to the button. I'm the only one.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read this little thing here. So he says, the most controversial change was a scene where the Russian officer, Colonel Kashirin, valiantly attempts to stop the launch of a nuclear weapon. New World edited the scene and added a brief shot of Kashirin pressing the launch button so that Kashirin actually launches the nuclear weapon.
Oh, that's way different.
So, does a missile head towards Tokyo in your movie?
Yes.
And the Americans shoot another rocket to intercept it?
Yes.
Okay, so that does happen.
But this is how it goes down, because this was a note. In the Japanese version, he's trying to get through the door. It's kind of like Rogue One.
Yeah, yeah.
He squeezes through the door because the timer's going down. It's an automatic launch. It's going to launch automatically.
Okay.
It's already set in place. So he's trying to put the key in to stop the launch. So as soon as he squeezes through the door, he falls down and then catches on fire.
I don't know if he caught on fire in mine.
So he's on the floor, he catches on fire, and he's dead.
Oh, maybe he did. Oh.
And he doesn't get there to stop.
That's how it gets launched.
And then it counts down to zero and then launches.
Because I was sitting there going, hang on. The missile launch was aimed for Tokyo Bay, which is where that ship is. So they basically would be launching a missile to be hit by it.
In the Japanese version, it was gonna seek Godzilla. It wasn't just going to go over all of Tokyo.
Oh.
It was trained to hit Godzilla himself.
That's interesting.
So the American version, they're like, oh, Russians are bad guys, so they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, the Russians going
to,
yeah.
So the Russians in the Japanese version attempted to stop it. The guy couldn't because he caught on fire. It's kind of funny how it happens. Because you expect him to stop it, and he doesn't. And he immediately, bursts into flame. And, so the Japanese are like, well, we're screwed. And they contact the Americans, and the Americans say, yes, we can do it. We're going to launch the missile now. It's going to take 6 minutes. Because the missile has 30 minutes from the time it launched to orbit the Earth and hit Godzilla. And this was when the Super X was able to put Godzilla to sleep, which I was trying to figure out. So they're shooting these capsules into his mouth, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know what they were. They were calling him something, but I think it was broken English. Did they give a name to what they were shooting into the mouth?
Nothing I made a note on.
Okay. So they would shoot the flares up into the sky, and Godzilla would look, roar at him, and then they would shoot these things in the mouth. But I couldn't tell what was going on. I couldn't tell if it was liquid coming out of Godzilla's mouth, like whatever the drug was.
Yeah.
Or if it was like
what that was.
Or if it was like numbing his mouth and he was drooling.
Probably not. But
I like that they showed like Godzilla's chest beating with the heart that happened in yours.
I missed that.
Okay, so like they would show a close up of Godzilla's chest and you would hear his beating heart slowing down. And then he kinda slightly fell sideways.
Into the building?
Yeah, it was leaning up against the building. And that's another thing where I can tell, like, the actor in the suit was really trying not to fall all the way.
Uh-huh.
Because you kind of like...
This says a lot. Because in my version, the Americans think Godzilla's dead. They think that worked.
Oh. Because in this version, all the people of Japan run up to look at Godzilla laying up against the building. And the professor says, he's not dead yet. He's not dead. So they know he's
the guy
dead.
Who's in this one. It's Raymond Burr, who's like, the one guy's like, what? He says, you think he's dead? He's like, you think that's it? And the guy says, yeah, Wonder Lizard is down for the count. Let me just take a look. He's basically saying that. And Burr goes, yes, it does look that way, doesn't it? And he's holding this thing that's like, it's like a little like totem thing that's like a snake, or like a dragon that's like a serpent shaped thing. It's kind of like, so it's like yeah, it does look like the donut, but I have my cursed totem. You know, I was like, what is this piece? Like, I don't even remember if he had this something like this in
no
King of Monsters or
I don't
not.
Think he did,
but he just like sits there and he stares at it for just ominously, as then we find out later he's gonna come back, wake up again.
Oh, yeah, that's, there's nothing like that in the movie. So they created that solely on their own.
And did your movie have a lot of face zooms?
On Godzilla. There's some on Godzilla.
No, this would be like a scene, like something going on, like, oh, and then zoom in on all the faces of all the people in the room.
No.
Like with their concerned looks on their face.
not really.
Yeah, I think that was mostly in like in the American rooms.
Did they think because it was Japanese, like they're trying to make a kung fu, they're trying to like do it kung fu style or something?
No, I mean I attribute that kind of look. I get kind of also like spaghetti westerny kind of thing. Uh-huh. But it wasn't. It was done, but it wasn't done as they did it a lot, but it didn't. It's not as intrusive as like when they do to them in kung fu movies or like spaghetti westerns.
Oh, okay,
but because they didn't like tag him with music and stuff.
Uh-huh. I like that there was what I called modern jets.
Yeah,
because we I don't know. There's some, like, I realized that I haven't seen this one and I haven't seen Biollante. I've seen parts of Biollante.
Yeah,
and I think those are the only two Godzilla movies from the 80s. And so when I was watching this movie, Stevie walked in and she's like, oh, is this the 80s? And I'm like, yeah. Because I realized that, like, I haven't seen Godzilla in the 80s. Like, I've seen a ton of 60s and 70s and 90s.
Yeah.
And even,
yeah,
like, the, yeah, 2000. But right. It was weird seeing Japan in the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm just not used to it. And it looked very 80s as well.
My version had a lot of them trying to, like, get into Godzilla's head. And what was he thinking? What did he want? There's a lot of that going on. There's most of it's because of Burr's there. He's like, yeah, no, but what? Yeah, it's like, what's Godzilla going after? What's he looking for?
I didn't have that.
It's like, what? Like, why is he disturbed right now? And what's it going to take to get him to go back away again?
Yeah, in this one, there's a lot of conference room stuff, and they pretty much nail it. Like, they realize he's going after the power plants and what he's trying to do. And then, it, like, in that first scene, as soon as the birds fly by, then the professor goes off and says, okay, I think I can figure a way to lure Godzilla. And they create the frequency to lure Godzilla. And they do it on a small scale using, like, what looks like a camcorder with, like, a sort of a radar dish kind of on the end of it. And they're able to get Godzilla's attention with that. And then once they kind of do that, they make the escape from the building and put it in the larger, like, satellite dish that's at the volcano. But everyone pretty much knows kind of like why Godzilla's there. And I guess in this version, in the Japanese version, there's more survivors that know about Godzilla. Like, the government and stuff knows about Godzilla. As opposed
right,
to, like, just
knew,
remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, they definitely knew it was Godzilla. They're like, because they were talking about Godzilla a lot. They're like, ah, it's Godzilla again. Mm-hmm. Even though we hadn't seen him surface, they just like, ah, damn it, this Godzilla problem's back.
Yeah.
I liked when Godzilla pushed the building on the X.
Super X.
Yeah. I like how that's how he beat it. Just yeah. Like, building on top of it. What do you think of the guy who's kind of like, I don't know what you'd call him, a thief, an opportunist?
I was trying to decide whether I'd call him a hobo or a tramp.
It's a scampy tramp.
I'm glad he's in your movie. I have some questions about that guy. There's a couple things. So he's introduced, like, towards the end, and he's in a fancy restaurant fixing himself up. A feast, and he's glad that Godzilla's there, because he's like, oh, this is an opportunity for me to, you know, have this big the meal. I don't know. He's like, I don't know what everyone's complaining about. Right. Godzilla is great,
right?
Because it gives him this opportunity. And then Godzilla walks up to the window in front of him, and he says, oh no, Godzilla sucks. I don't want him here. You know, essentially like, oh, I was wrong. But then Godzilla just walks away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I just assumed Godzilla was going to kill this guy and to say that, you know, stealing is bad, but that's it.
Right, and then later on, there's a part where the guy's like saying this, man, this Godzilla's really getting on my nerves.
Yeah, he shows up again, and I'm like, okay, but cool.
Then he gets squished.
Oh.
I think he gets stepped on there. I mean, it's like you see him like, ah, oh, and then you see foot. You see, it kind of does the crotch shot of Godzilla, and you see foot, and then I think that's him getting squished.
Okay. Cause in
finally.
Because in that version, the version I saw.
He survives to the end?
No, I don't know what happens. He helps the people escape with the fire hose, and then they're running off, and he sees Godzilla, and he falls down, and he says, it hurts. And then he just dies.
He just dies? Like, you just see him die?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it hurts.
And then he just dies.
Oh, I think... Oh, really? I think he falls... Like, I think in mine, he fell, and then you saw, like Godzilla's foot on the ground, almost. Like you didn't see, like, ah! Anything like that.
Yeah, he's running... They do, like, the Indiana Jones shot where he's running away from Godzilla.
Yeah.
And he falls. He says it hurts. And then he just goes, ugh. Mm. I don't know. I assume Godzilla was going to step on him, but there was no intercutting. It's really strange. That was something I was really confused about.
So the zip line from the helicopter to the to the building.
Yeah, they get the professor out first.
Yeah,
which I guess makes sense because he has the
thing
plan.
Is too heavy for the girl to hold. She's like, here, you take this. It's too heavy for me.
Yeah.
The little suitcase thing.
So the girl stays behind with the boyfriend, I guess.
Right. Yeah, the potential boyfriend. There's a part when the guy slams into the wall of the building and it gave a little bit. You know? So it's like, oh, it's not so concrete, is it?
I like that scene because he was like, I'm like, why don't they just take him up? And he starts like they start sending him down. But yeah. I guess it was the helicopter. In the wind.
Yeah, because they talk about how windy it is. Yeah,
yeah. I like that sequence a lot. I thought the suspense was pretty good because I didn't know. I didn't know if that dude was going to fall with that machine.
Yeah. Yeah, or if he was going to drop it.
Yeah. Oh, we talked about the train a little bit. The train just stops. Like, it made no sense to me why the train stopped in front of the...
Yeah, like the I also like the part when the guy's walking out and the floor cracks in front of him. This is kind of like the beginning, the first time you see Godzilla show up, I think.
Yeah.
He's walking out, and they do this great, like, the ground cracking in front of him. The guy's like, what the?
I liked that the Super X was able to withstand Godzilla's fire breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, what do you think it would be like? Like, do you think he would be blinded? Because there's a window, and the window didn't break. And those guys that were kind of dressed like Science Patrol from Ultraman were, yeah, like, can you imagine if Godzilla fired fire breath at a window in front of you and, like, you lived? Like, your eyes would have to be damaged.
I don't know. Had, like, eclipse glasses on.
How? Yeah. The eclipse from a few months ago.
Maybe there's a, yeah, that old eclipse. Maybe there's, remember that old eclipse? That was, like, a huge thing last year. Yeah, or I don't know. I mean, if it's designed to withstand the heat, like if they knew that they had to deal, it had to withstand the heat, perhaps there's something to withstand. Like it not only talks about how bright it is, like people see him do fire breath and it doesn't affect their eyesight.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I don't think that's as big of a deal.
So, okay, how long would Godzilla have to be sleeping and leaning up against a building before you ran out to go look at it?
Oh.
Because those people, as soon as Godzilla fell, or they thought he was dead in your movie. But in my movie, they all knew he was asleep and leaning up against a building. A bunch of people come out and start looking at Godzilla.
Like close enough to poke him?
Like they're all like looking at him like immediately. They all come and they just are looking at him. They're pretty far, but they come out almost immediately. Like
to really try to imagine if there is a real threat of Godzilla, how you would act.
Yeah, because I feel like, okay, so Godzilla's up there and he's leaning up against the building and he's asleep. And if it's like, hey, Godzilla has been sitting there for like a week now and he doesn't seem to be moving anytime soon, what would be the time limit before you're like, okay, I'm going to go check this out?
Well, like, well, that Godzilla, yeah.
Because they waited like... yeah, because...
I mean, I don't know. Not a week. I mean, I think... I'd probably do it same day, but...
Because these people were there, like, maybe like not five minutes after?
No, probably not that fast, but yeah. But I think it'd be the same day.
You gotta go see this.
I mean, if you're in... Yeah, if you're close enough that you could get there...
If Google Maps is still working, you'd have to check the traffic first, because you don't want to get stuck if something does happen.
It depends on how far away it is, yeah.
Yeah.
If it was like Shin Godzilla, where he turned into stone... Uh-huh. I'd be like, oh, let's go right now.
Yeah.
Because he's a statue. It's a great tournament theme park.
Yeah.
But if he's just sleeping.
Yeah, they kind of knew he was just sleeping. There was a shot of the helicopter.
I just get close enough and like stick one finger out to just touch him once and be like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. Do a selfie or get some pictures.
Yeah, but it'd be like you to try and get into a spot where you have a good angle of something. It'd be like, it's just be a selfie with like a close up of like a just a part of his skin, uh-huh. Like a piece of his tail,
or like you could get like between his toes and then like put your hands over your mouth, like, oh no, I'm getting crushed.
Yeah, right. And then that'd be real controversial when that shows up on like social media,
yeah,
because of all the people who died and you made a mockery of the tragedy that was the Godzilla attack.
Yeah. Or you could do like the Captain Morgan pose with your foot on his toe, like you stopped it, and then PETA would be, yeah, people would say, oh, you're insensitive.
Yeah. You definitely need to get one of those sticks though, because it's so big you won't be able to get enough of an angle.
We could probably just go together. We'll meet up.
Yeah, right. But I think we should also then go to like one of the high rises that's still standing in the area and take pictures from that vantage point. Uh-huh. Selfies from there so we can get the whole guy in it.
But there was one of the I like when they have the helicopters flying around in the models. But there was one shot of a helicopter flying towards a model, and they projected like footage of the people inside the building.
Yeah.
In the model window.
It looked like little TVs.
Yeah, but it was, like, only in that one window, so it didn't match up with the rest of the windows.
Right.
It's like, theirs was, like the lights were only on in their window.
Well, yeah, well, that was, like, well, I think that's also in the sense that they've evacuated Tokyo, so, because there was, like, yeah, so, yeah, they're there because they still had business to do, Godzilla fighting business.
So after they stopped the missile... There was like this red, the skies turned red, and there was lightning, and that woke up Godzilla. Did that happen on yours?
The sky turned red. I think that's basically the same. Yeah.
Okay.
That it gets up again.
The only thing left I have on my notes is the volcano scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is was sad.
Yeah, I was like, hey, this whole plan, we're going to kill Godzilla, we're going to lure him in the volcano, and they do it, and then they're all bummed out about it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if our guys were about the...
We did it. Huh. I thought this would be, kind of anticlimactic, huh? There's that, like, you know, the professor guy is like,
But just Godzilla standing there in the volcano, like kind of hypnotized, not knowing what's going on. And then he hit the charges and then
shooting his, and it's his feet crumbling under his feet.
Yeah. Then he like falls down into it. It's a bummer.
Yeah. There's a friend was talking about, cause there's a line where someone, before they shoot Godzilla, this is earlier in the movie where they had to go, sayonara, sucker. and he talked about how, that was like his favorite line in the movie, and he would say it a lot, like around the house and stuff, and get in trouble. Because his mom didn't appreciate him calling things sucker. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all I got for this too.
It's definitely it's like this one. It's so sad that he dies. It's like other times he dies, and it's like, you know, well, in this one he had to die because they had to kill him and stuff. But yeah, this one is definitely one of. This isn't his saddest death.
No.
Because we know there's, you know, it's like him, you know, it was like when he blew up was sadder, like...
Destroya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that was just hard because he was like definitely sick.
Yeah, but this is definitely like a bummer of death. And you're like going, "Oh, you fool!"
But he was like powerless. He was like, because he was hypnotized, he didn't realize what he was doing.
The other thing is interesting because if you remember the last show of Gamera and Gauss, and Gamera, he loves going into volcanoes.
Yeah.
That's like that's it's fun for him. So this is the moment where it's like, who would win in a fight between Gamera and Godzilla? It's like, well, if this fight's in a volcano,
yeah,
Gamera's got the upper hand.
Yeah,
and the only scenario where Gamera's got the upper hand is if it happened in a volcano.
I enjoyed it. It's weird seeing a Godzilla movie I hadn't seen before. So that was
nice. And it definitely is that kind of. It had a great time capsule quality of an era that we know, that we remember, you know, as opposed to like a 60s Godzilla movie. So having that mixed into it kind of gave it an extra little kitsch value in our appreciation of it.
Like a bit of a nostalgia.
Yeah,
80s,
totally.
80s nostalgia. Yeah, and then we're going to have to watch Biollante soon.
Okay.
I think that was 1987. And I've only seen bits and pieces of that one. So that'll be good to revisit the only other 80s one that's out there. So, yeah. Next episode, we're going to be gearing up for Pacific Rim Uprising, I believe, is the sequel. And so we're going to watch the first Pacific Rim.
That was good. I remember liking it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah. Lots of monsters in there.
Yeah. I might actually do some more research for that and look into, you know, all the different monsters and the Jaegers and stuff. It'll be cool.
I also have interesting, like, if I'm going, like, because, like, I had, when I saw it originally, I had, like, my favorite Jaeger, my favorite, you know, kaiju. And I'm wondering if, having seeing it again, if my attitude's going to change, if I'm going to like other ones different.
Yeah, we haven't watched the Knifehead Gamera yet.
No,
but we're gonna get there.
It's next, right? It should be the next one, right? Is it?
I think so.
Or is it that octopus thing that's next?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. But we'll. But yeah,
just because we saw that one clip where the Knifehead guy is cutting off the other guy's arms and stuff, and I was like, oh god, we gotta see this movie.
Yeah.
But I like that we're going in order for the Gamera.
Yeah.
Keep doing it.
So, yeah. We're going to... Pacific Rim's going to be next. You can head over to Kaiju Pod. That has our giant kaiju list of movies that we, you know, are hoping to tackle. And if you have any ideas of movies that we didn't put on there, let us know. We'll add them to the list. And then you could also get links to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So until next time, I'm gonna go give my wife a Diet Dr. Pepper.
I'm just gonna lean on this building and take a little nap.